With COVID-19 cases continuing to increase, major public libraries have reduced services. As of Tuesday, the Troy Public Library and the Lansingburg branch are open by appointment only. Troy Library Director Paul Hickok says all visitors will be required to wear face masks and practice social distancing. The maximum capacity will be 10 people at a time at the main library and 5 at a time at the Lansingburg branch.
What we're trying to do is discourage a lot of gathering at the library. So if you make an appointment, we're making either half hour or 1 hour appointments, depending. You can still use the computer for 1 hour per day for access to the internet. And most of the other regular services are still available, except for the fact that you do have to make an appointment to come in the building.
The East Greenbush Library is also limiting visits to 15 to 30 minutes, 20 people at a time. The Schenectady Public Library has temporarily suspended all in-building services. You can still borrow books and other library materials, but you must order in advance and pick up curbside. Like everybody else, library officials are watching COVID case numbers and the vaccine rollout. All of the library's quarantine returned items in time limits ranging from 72 hours to 10 days. The Albany Public Library has the most restrictions in place. Scott Jerzumbeck is executive director.
So right now we've rolled back to phase 1B, which is curbside pickup of materials, curbside pickup of printouts. There's certain things that we can service the public without having them in the building. Right now the positive test rate, which is what we follow, is at a percentage that we're not comfortable having people in the building. So we're not allowing the public in the building. We're trying to provide as much service as possible, either virtually, so you can actually still call the library and get reference questions answered and maybe even some tech support. You can email the library and ask a librarian and also get reference support and research support. And at the same time, you can call and you can request items, or you can do it through our website and then pick them up. You just have to make an appointment. And if you have, you need things printed, you can give our branch a call, give the closest branch a call, and they will tell you how you can send them an email with whatever you need printed.
Jarzumbek says the library continues pumping out free Wi-Fi 24 hours a day around its buildings. He adds, when time comes to reopen, the main library and North Albany branch will be the last to see services restored completely.
The public library will survive. There were public libraries in 1918. And they went through some of the things that we're currently going through, and then they went on to thrive to become the institutions they are now.
All of the libraries offer digital content, along with various online activities and services. Check your local library's website for the most up-to-date information. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.